Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And there's a scary new word out there as of, well, it's been out longer than today, but it's what everyone seems to be talking about today. And that word or combination of words is Deltacron. Gabe, I don't know how much you know about Deltacron at this point.
Deltacron?
Mm-hmm.
As in Omicron and Delta?
Yeah, combined together.
I know what that is. A portmanteau. When you take bits of words and splotch them together.
Well, there's the linguistic aspect of this revelation.
But apart from the virological being a portmanteau. Okay. Yeah, I know nothing about that.
And most people don't, outside of a biotech professor in Cyprus. That's in the Mediterranean Sea. Cyprus?
Oh, yeah, the Mediterranean island.
Yeah, and more people are now learning more about this because, yeah, the information about Deltacron, quote unquote, that's a very unofficial name.
And what does this professor know?
Well, here's what we know. And again, there are doubts that Deltacron is really even an issue.
What is it?
It's a combination, as you said. It would be if this is truly something that exists and is a real problem out there, yeah, or a possible problem, then it would be a combination of some of the mutations from the Omicron variant and some of the mutations from the Delta variant all combined into one.
What is this professor's name?
Okay. His name is Leontios Kostrikis, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
And what he said on TV, on Cypriot TV, is that there have been, in his view, 25 confirmed cases on Cyprus of this new variant, is what I suppose he would call it. He says the virus, and I'm quoting now, contains genetic structures of the Omicron variant and, at the same time, the Delta genome. So what he has done, having taken these 25 samples and looked at them, is he has sent them all off to Munich. There's something in Munich called GISAID, GISAID. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And this is an open access
sequencing lab, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so there now that information is out there and people can look at it. Mm-hmm. Scientists around the world, virologists can look at it and say, is this a variant that we should all be concerned about? Which, if you go back to Omicron, people were concerned really quickly. And so far, I'm hearing something else, but you're looking at me like,
my immediate reaction is, what if it's as dangerous as Delta and spreads as fast as Omicron?
Right.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. Let me go straight to, I'll kind of jump ahead here, a guy named Tom Peacock. He's one of the virologists out there who happens to be talking about this because a lot of people are talking about this and we need some information. He's from the Department of Infectious Disease at the Imperial College London. And what he is saying is that he thinks this whole discussion is a case of lab contamination. That sometimes when you're in a laboratory setting and you're trying to observe or examine different variants, that these can cross-contaminate and that you end up getting false lab results. The evidence he provides for that is he says they don't cluster on the phylogenetic tree. Now, again, this starts to go beyond what I can possibly sit here and talk about, but it's basically when a virus naturally mutates, you can imagine a tree and those branches kind of branching out naturally on their own. Mm-hmm. And these branches don't really make sense in terms of that evolution. It's enough for him to come out publicly and say that he firmly believes this is a case of lab contamination and not a case of 25 different individuals having, you know, this sort of combined virus. Go ahead.
I guess it relates back to what I initially said. Is it like Omicron mixing together with Delta and then see what happens?
Okay.
Is that what he's saying there?
Well, he's saying that in the lab, when you're trying to do PCR tests and when you're amplifying, multiplying, pieces of these viruses, that you could accidentally end up seeing both.
Like a chemical reaction. You take the one, you mix it together with the other, and then this is what happens?
I suppose, I don't know if it could be done that way in a lab.
I'm not sure.
Let me go to a virologist out of Germany.
Yeah, please.
His name is Jörg Timm. He's from the University of Düsseldorf. He's saying, it can happen that someone is infected with Delta and Omicron and the genetic material recombines. That is a possibility. There's a possibility that this could happen out in the wild inside of a human body and then go out.
It's still in the body when the other one gets in and then those mix.
And they combine.
Okay.
To leave it simple, I suppose. Mm-hmm. All of that said, when I was talking about what Tom Peacock said, this lab contamination idea, If you go, anyone who wants to can go find him on Twitter. His handle is Peacock Flu. Mm-hmm. A lot of interesting information, not just about this, you know, possible variant. Yeah. But when he tweeted that, he said small update when he was talking about Deltacron. And that's when I came across that small update. Isn't everyone talking about it today? No, he has been talking about this since, I think, December 20th, December 22nd. And what he was saying is that even back then, when they were considering this possibility, he said, it doesn't really all add up. Like, if this were going to happen, what he says, and I'm quoting here, what we understand about what makes Delta more transmissible / infectious, Omicron already has. So what's there wouldn't be evolutionary pressure for that, is what he's suggesting. It's currently unclear to me what Omicron could have to gain from Delta with what we currently know, at least.
So why go back? If you've already evolved, you're not going to...
What's the advantage? Omicron is wiping out Delta.
Yeah.
Why would it take up? Or let me put it this way: there's no thought process behind this. If that mutation happened, it seems to me that the evolutionary pressure would still favor Omicron as it is, and that this wouldn't necessarily, suddenly become the dominant variant. Even if this were true,
if you look at different strains or variants competing against each other, you're right. Wouldn't Omicron be heading towards some kind of new shape or structure or some
new
mutation?
I think that would be the more logical mutation. Again, I think the most important thing that can be said is his final words there. With what we currently know, at least, we don't know very much. The problem is a lot of people are saying a lot of things online as if we knew a lot, as if this was the next greatest terrible variant that we all have to be scared of. There is not enough data to suggest that. The quote-unquote 25 cases are being reviewed, and there's at least one virologist out there who is looking at it and saying, not something to be concerned about. If it does become something that people should legitimately worry about, Gabe, you and I will come back in and we'll get an expert on here to talk about it. But I do think it's fair not to debunk something. I can't say that we're debunking something. Just if every new variant is equally as scary all the time, then people out there around the world will start hearing these headlines and they'll stop. Yeah. You can't care every week about a new one, whether it's out of Cameroon or Cyprus or wherever.
We're not sounding any alarm bells, but we're at least discussing things that are out there. Reality, right?
Yeah. So for now, don't worry about Deltacron. Take the precautions that we've all been talking about with Omicron and stay safe.
And if you are worrying about it, let us know why at su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.